In business news, the stock markets are closed for the fourth, but the Dow Jones closed with a 4th of July worthy bang yesterday. For the first time in history, the Dow closed above 17,000 points. And that was the cherry on top of yesterday's jobs reports, the economy adding 288,000 jobs, bringing the unemployment rate down to 6.1%. Derek Thompson is with us. He's senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from our nation's capital. So happy 4th to you, Derek.
Happy birthday, America, and happy 4th to you, Robin.
Thank you. And just remind us, you know, what's the Dow a gauge of? Why do we care so much about it?
Why do we care about the Dow? The Dow is a weighted average of 30 blue chip old big companies. So if we're interested in figuring out how America's big companies are doing, how their stocks are doing, it's useful to look at the Dow. It's a very quick summation of their health.
And this number, over 17,000, how does it compare to even a year ago?
It's good news for these companies. It's up 14% over a year ago. The S&P 500, which is a bigger average of some of these bigger companies, has tripled since March 2009. If you feel bad about your portfolio now, think about if you had gone all in on the S&P 500 in March 2009. It would be up 400%. But basically what we're looking at is the health of corporations, mostly multinational corporations. And the upshot is that they are very, very healthy. They're healthy because of globalization, cheap labor abroad. They're healthy because of technology, which has facilitated the spread of their products and helped them manage costs and profits. And they're healthy because the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates low and they've been able to do a lot for very cheap.
Well, a couple things there. You say you use the words abroad and globalization. So can we draw a direct line from this high number to the U.S. economy? Can we say, well, there, the U.S. economy is doing well?
I would actually say it's ironic that we use the stock market as a barometer for the whole economy, because the stock market has really very, very little to do with the labor market. We often say it's strange that the stock market is up and the labor market isn't so hot, although we did have a good jobs number this past month. In fact, more than 50% of the Dow and the S&P 500's profits come from overseas. So these are really a reflection of how companies based in America are succeeding abroad. And one thing that's helpful for that is not hiring jobs in the U.S., instead hiring cheaper abroad. Mm-hmm. So the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 are not particularly accurate reflections of the health of the domestic U.S. economy.
Well, some people would look at their stagnant wages and say, no kidding. But you also mentioned the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates artificially low since the financial crisis in order to help stabilize the economy. But is that also in some way artificially pumping up the Dow? And if the economy seems to be looking a little bit better, might the Fed raise the rates sooner than expected? And if so, will the Dow drop?
The Fed would certainly like some of this wealth to trickle down. The problem is that half the U.S. economy, half of American households are not directly invested in the stock market. And so the health of the stock market doesn't really trickle down to them. The Fed's hope was that if they lowered rates on all sorts of things, asset prices would go up. Asset prices could include stocks, but it could also include houses. Unfortunately, what we're seeing right now is that stock prices are on an absolute tear, but mortgage originations, Americans borrowing money to buy a home for themselves, has actually stayed quite low. So the water of rejuvenation, so to speak, from the Fed has not exactly benefited a lot of American households, which makes it an open question of whether or not the Fed is going to start to decelerate their help for the U.S. economy faster.
Well, and the other takeaway that, you know, what we're hearing is this is, you know, perhaps a little bit of confetti today, not just for the fourth, but for the Dow. But the schism between the haves and the have-nots has widened.
It absolutely has. I would encourage people listening to not focus so much on the stock market when they're thinking about the broader U.S. economy, but to think about something simpler: wages, jobs, money.
Yeah.
When wages and jobs and money go up, that's good for Americans. And the jobs number that we saw this past Thursday was quite good. The jobs numbers the past 4 months have been quite good. That's better news for all of us.
Derek Thompson, thank you.